Let me introduce myself. I'm Dr. Alexander Yuen. I'm a practicing naturopathic physician from Hong Kong. Over the last 20-some years, I have been basically attending many conferences like this. I'm probably on your side of the table because I'm always trying to look for effective tools to help people. I don't know if we're aware, you know, it's really a challenge nowadays to try to help people and really restore people's health. I'm talking about really restoring people's health, not just trying to deal with the symptoms. About last year, I guess I find something that I really would like to share with you, or probably share with the rest of the world. Two very powerful products that I hope will one day revolutionize healthcare. The first product I'm going to introduce is the Agaricus Brazil Mural. Historically, men have always been searching for the magic potion that's going to bring us health and longevity. We know there are places all over the world, such as in, I'm sorry about the foil, it's not very clear, places like in Japan, certain highland, people find a certain kind of potato with high in hyaluronic acid that help people to live long life. And there are places in Pakistan and Indus and, you know, different areas in this world where for some very interesting reason, people there live and arrive old age without chronic health problem. And also in this place near São Paulo, a place called Piedade. It's about 200 kilometers southwest of São Paulo, a major city in Brazil. There it was found people there lived to over 100 years old without, you know, chronic health diseases that shortens our life. We know that if we can avoid cancer, if we can avoid diabetes, if we can avoid stroke, you know, if we can avoid hepatitis, those diseases basically shorten our life. If we can avoid all those diseases, our average lifespan will be at least 99 years old. And that has been our recent, you know, estimate. So, about in the early 60s, a Japanese agricultural scientist went up to this highland called Piedade, near São Paulo. And then he noticed that natives there have a very unusual mushroom that was peculiar to people there and cannot be found anywhere else in Brazil or anywhere else in the world. And it was this particular mushroom he thought would be responsible for their long health and longevity. So he gathered this mushroom and sent some over to the United States and sent some over to the universities in Brazil and in Japan and began studies on this, you know, particular mushroom. Around the same time, two American scientists from Penn State University also went down there, and they also recognized this particular Agaricus Brazil mushroom are probably the reason why people in Piedade live a long life, healthy life. And then again, they took all these samples of mushroom and took it back to the United States and studies. Around 1965, they first did some nutritional analysis of Agaricus Brazil mushroom. And they find out indeed it is a very high in nutritional content, as well as it contains a balanced amount of carbohydrates and protein. Now, we know there are a lot of food mushrooms, there are a lot of medicinal mushrooms available, and then most of them are either high in protein or high in carbohydrate, right? But this particular mushroom is high in both, in equal amount. And not only that, if you look at all the other nutritional contents, such as essential fatty acids, the fibers, and all the vitamins and minerals, you know, it is quite balanced in all those. And besides that, it also contains special polysaccharides such as the beta-glycan, alpha-D-glycan, and the nucleic acid. And it was this ingredient that it was thought that why people there, you know, were able to prevent all those health problems. In Japan, in the universities there, and including the Tokyo University and pharmacy school there, they start performing some experiments. Among the experiments they have performed was the one that involved using guinea pig, and then they induced a cancer called sarcoma 180. It's a connective tissue disease. And usually within 7-8 weeks, all the guinea pig will develop cancer. And then after they induce cancer, they use extracts of this agaricus brasium mushroom and inject it abdominally, extracts of this agaricus brasium mushroom. Within a couple of weeks, and they find out all the cancer conditions will be under remission. As a matter of fact, they find out the recovery rate is 90% among, you know, the guinea pig who have developed this sarcoma 180 connective tissue cancer. Normally, it's 100% fatal with this kind of cancer. And then they, after they have induced this cancer, they also try to see if they can have a preventive effect with the agaricus mushroom. So among these, the guinea pig that they have recovered, they start, you know, again, injecting this agaricus brasium mushroom extract. And then they try to attack the guinea pig again with this cancer cell. And they find out the preventive rate is at least 99.4%. Then subsequent studies involve comparing this agaricus brasium mushroom with 15 other medicinal mushrooms that are known to have cancer curing or cancer preventive abilities. And the result was that the agaricus brasium mushroom is the most effective among all the other mushroom, medicinal mushroom that they have studied. And also the effective, the quantity that's required is also very low. Now, they continue with the research and then find out what are the ingredients behind, you know, the effectiveness of this agaricus brasium mushroom. And indeed, they were able to isolate a number of polysaccharides, you know, that is kind of generally recognized as being the ingredient responsible for its anti-cancer abilities. And compared to other kind of mushroom, and the agaricus brasium mushroom seem to have more of this anti-cancer polysaccharides. Now, then also they work out the mechanism. Why is that, you know, this is so effective? And indeed, it is because agaricus brasium mushroom acts as an immune modulator. Not so much they directly kill the cancer cell, but it just goes through the body's natural immune system, basically intensifying and enhancing your body's ability, you know, to deal with the cancer cell by increasing the own body's immune system. And there has been continuing ongoing studies since the early 60s, and they find out the medical effect of agaricus brasium mushroom includes not only the anti-tumor, it also enhances the immunity, it also has anti-inflammatory effect, it can reducing blood sugar, controlling the blood pressure or easing the hardening of the arteries, improving the osteoporosis condition, it also food fiber effect, anti-hepatitis virus effect. And most importantly, agaricus has, you know, has its balancing effect of many physiological system functions. As a result of which, they find out that agaricus mushroom, you know, is effective for almost all kinds of health problems that we now know. Agaricus mushroom increases our immune system by at least 900%, and then because of its ability to balance, we call that the physiological balancer. The agaricus mushroom is found to be able to deal with any kind of health problem. If you have hypertension, it will reduce the blood pressure. If you have hypotension, it will increase the blood pressure. If you have high sugar or diabetes, it will reduce the blood sugar. If you have hypoglycemic, low sugar, it will increase it. And generally, you know, it's an overall balancing effect. If you have a kid, say, let's say, hyperactive children in children, and they will reduce the hyperactivity. If you're very lethargic, tired out children, and you actually, you know, increase the energy. And because, you know, it is a physiological balancer. Now, clinically, both in Japan and United States, and in the past year in my clinic, we find out that, you know, the agaricus brasium mushroom is almost too good to be true. It is a cure-all. You know, people whenever people hear about this term cure-all, they always become suspicious, you know. They always say, you know, how is it possible? How could something, you know, be effective for almost anything else under the sun? But this is indeed our experience. And I will show you, you know, my thought about, you know, something like a cure-all. You know, what is the real meaning of a cure-all? You know, should such a system really exist? People often ask me, you know, if it's so good, why is it we never hear about it? Right? I mean, people don't, you know, supposedly discovered in the early 60s. But why is it that only recently that we start, you know, hearing about this? The reason is, even though they know, the agaricus ABM or agaricus basil mushroom, Miro, is a very effective health food, but they could not grow it. In order to grow this mushroom, we require a special kind of temperature that exists in a place called Paidati. Over there, they have very high humidity. In the evening, there's always some rain going through, and they need a very unpolluted environment with fertilizers come from the wild horses in their area. And then the temperature will be a range of temperature. It's very high during the daytimes, and then low temperature or cool temperature in the evening. So that it also requires a temperature difference in order for this mushroom to grow properly. And as a result of that, over this year, the Japanese scientists will be very excited, about the effect of it, but they're also very frustrated because, they know, it's probably the most effective food supplement, food medicine that we know, but they cannot grow it commercially. Until 1992, the Japanese was the first country to successfully develop that. Of course, it was kept as a trade secret. By 1994, the Korean, learned how to do it, and by 1995, the Chinese also learned how to grow this particular mushroom. Now, I will sort of briefly explain to you what the process involved. The ABM, it looks very, very cute. If you look at the real, it's very chubby and white color, quite heavy. I was quite surprised. It doesn't smell very strong of a mushroom, but it tastes like, my form of mushroom. It's a really cute-looking plant. Normally, to cultivate them now, they preserve the species in a special culture in the laboratory, and then they have to prepare the bases, and they use this rice straw or sugar cane. And then to prepare them, they have to ferment them outdoor for a period of time, for 30 some days, outdoor. And then they will put this material inside and put it in a special barn. And then they have to sterilize it. And it's a very delicate mushroom. If there were bacteria in the soil or other microorganisms in the soil, they will compete with the nutrient. And then the mushroom will not be able to grow. So they have to sterilize this, by steam. And then they start seeding this bedding with mycelium cultivation. And that will actually take about 1 to 2 months in the optimum temperature and a special kind of humidity. And then they have to sprout the mushroom. And the way they do that now, remember, you need a high temperature difference in order for the mushroom to grow. So what they will do, they will give a temperature shock. They actually use lighting, strong lighting to create a high temperature, and then it will cool down. And that's how they, sprout the mushroom. And then they will have to gather the mushroom in about 2 weeks' time later when they start to grow. And generally, they can only gather about three crops, per cycle. And that's a long, generally fairy tedious process. Okay. People say, although we haven't really heard much about this, but actually there has been a lot of scientific study performed, mostly in Japan and the United States. All right? And then we do have a booklet that kind of gather all this paper, not all of them, but enough to give you a feeling that they are indeed, it is well studied. And then, as a matter of fact, there are a number of popular books in Japan, in Japanese, as well as translation from the Japanese into Chinese. These are the two titles about this two books. And basically it says, it's a miracle cancer fighter. If you take about 5 gram a day, then you will, cancer will stay away. And this has been, the exciting experience of this mushroom. Now, I do not know if it is a common experience with you. We hear a lot of things about, certain products, certain health food, certain herb, and the literature written about this, and some of them won awards, But oftentimes when we actually go and get the product and test it and use it on our patient or ourselves, we really find out they don't really often live up to their expectation, to what they claim, right? This is really unfortunate. It's a common experience. And the reason is that with all natural products, the effectiveness depends very much on how those products are prepared. Right? The original herb from the Brazilian jungle or from the rainforest might be in a wild and organic form. You know, they were very, very effective. But oftentimes when it becomes a commercial product, then it depends on how the company processes any particular product. And this is the situation also with the agaricus mushroom. There are a number of products available from China, from Japan, and also from United States, of course, from Brazil. But I have sort of, tested some of them, and I also listened to the experience of people who use different kind of agaricus glacial mushroom. But it turned out that not everybody is really getting the kind of effect they are looking for. But contrary to our experience with this particular product, we call the fine agaricus product, the effect is incredible. You know, it's so incredible that I actually warn doctors, who venture into using this product. I would warn them, if you want to get rid of your patients, use this. And this is what happened to my practice. I have a very large practice in Hong Kong. We have about 24, 25 staffs now. And every week, we see about 300 to 400 patients, among different practitioners. And I find this product about September last year. And I start, dispensing this. First, I tried it myself, and then among our staff, among my family. That's how, we all guinea pigs, first of all. And then we're satisfied, this is really indeed something significant, because when I took one tablet, I immediately felt a cool energy going through, like a chi, going through the body. I have a very sensitive body. I don't know, I'm not a practitioner of, meditation or those things, but for some reason, when I took a good homeopathic remedy, I will always experience a chi and a cool energy going through. So I took one tablet, and immediately I felt that. And I took another tablet. By next day, I felt my energy was better. So that kind of prepped up my curiosity. So I went to get more literature and read about it and order some from the manufacturer. And then indeed I find out, it's really something very, very significant. So I start giving to many of my patients, because it seemed to be a cure-all. A lot of patients come to me on the monthly basis. They have a chronic health problem, allergy problem, recurrent, cold, flu, and it's very, very common. And shortly after I start using this, I stopped seeing them. I stopped seeing them. I don't know why, what happened. All of a sudden, they don't show up on a monthly basis anymore. And there was one family I was seeing, the mother and two daughters. All right, they all had this recurrent cold, flu, actually all kinds of allergy problem. And by the third month, the mother came back with her elder daughter who developed acute hive. And that's why she wanted me to look after, the acute, problem. And then she started telling me the story of what happened. There were two daughters, younger and the elder one. And her younger daughter is about 3-4 years old, but she was 19 pounds for a long time. I don't know if you imagine a 19 pounds, three years old. Very cute, very puny, but very cute, little girl. And then the mother always asked me to do something to make her gain weight. And honestly, I don't know how to, force feed the kid to make them gain weight. I always just, sort of assure her, as long as she's healthy, don't worry about it. Right? And then she told me, since she had been on the agaricus mushroom for 3 months, she gained 6 pounds. And not only that, she was able to swim 20 laps freestyle. And I couldn't even do it myself. I can do a frog style slowly, but not freestyle for 20 laps. And she said in the beginning, when she was learning to swim, the coach will always have to remind her, keep your feet up, that's the posture should be proper. In other words, she could not even keep her body in a proper posture. She doesn't even have the proper strength to do it properly. 3 months' time, she was swimming 20 laps. And then, of course, all the allergy problem, from 70-80% better is totally gone. And even herself, was so much better in every way. As she relayed to me this story, her eyes was red. I dare not look at her. If I really look at her, she'll cry. And she was, she was sort of in tears, feeling the gratitude. She said, you didn't know how much we, how grateful we were of what you have done. And then stories like this, keep repeating itself. We have a mother coming to the office. Now, originally, she could not breathe because she was, having this allergy problem. And then she was taking on some medication. As a result, she could not swallow properly. With a good homeopathic prescription, she was better in 1 week. And then I started introducing her to this mushroom. Of course, then she started giving to her son, to her husband, and then she came back and telling me about, in her son's situation, her son suffered from allergies, sneezing spells, for years. You know, she said she can count number of times he would sneeze every morning, and then all of a sudden it's gone. And I was curious. I said, how long it took him to get rid of this allergy? And she said, by the fourth day. I have hyperactive children coming to my office, and I saw them, the kid, 2 weeks later after I prescribed agaricus mushroom, and the kid was totally quiet. I didn't even recognize the difference until the mother reminded me, do you remember what the kid was like last time? And I couldn't even remember, but I wrote in my note, hyperactive. He was really hyper. And then the second visit just quieted down. And I was curious again. I said, how long it took? 9 days. Around that time, I have about 9 cancer patients, all different kinds, ovarian cancer, uterus cancer, brain tumor, not a cancer, but just a brain tumor, lung cancer, prostate cancer, chronic myeloid leukemia. In a 2-3 months' time, they all show positive response. Now, my curiosity was really, aroused. And then we have patients who are coming with hepatitis, elderly people with diabetes, elderly people with hypertension. So far, we have no failure. We have no failure. All right. This is something that far surpasses everything else that I have seen. And this particular mushroom product is prepared by a special process called the enzyme biotechnology. In other words, 50% of the ingredients were prepared by enzyme preparation. And the purpose of this enzyme preparation is to enhance the beta-glycan ingredient, which is considered as an effective ingredient against a lot of the immune health problem. And then the whole process is prepared with freeze-drying. Freeze-drying usually requires minus 70 degrees centigrade for 4 or 5 days. This is a slow process of freeze-drying. You will never be able to eat agaricus mushroom fresh unless you live next to the farm. You won't be able to eat frozen agaricus mushroom because they self-digest itself in about 24 hours. Because the enzyme content is so high, if you just gather the mushroom and then leave it outside, in 24 hours they will turn black. Now, enzyme is considered as a third generation nutrition. The first generation being the vitamin followed by mineral. But the enzyme is recognized as a powerful nutrient. We know enzyme is a catalyst, right? It makes all the body biochemistry possible. And I think it's because of this high enzyme content why the agaricus mushroom is such an effective therapeutic tool. The freeze-dry process actually helps to preserve this high enzyme. And also all the major helpful ingredient is preserved. And this fine agaricus is also prepared by special micro-pulverization. The powder is so thin that when you take it, if you sneeze, it will just fly over. You waste it. A lot of patients have to hold their breath when they take the powder. Of course, the easiest way to just is to dissolve it in water. But in another way, just put it in the mouth. Of course, you have to hold your breath. If you should breathe, you will choke because it's a very, very fine powder. It's made in such a way, this way, so that it's easily assimilated. Okay? So I think these are probably some of the reasons why this particular fine agaricus mushroom is so effective and really live up to what the literature claims. Right? I mean, my experience in the past is that I can read about certain things, and then when I actually use it, they just doesn't seem to work as well as they say. This particular product that we now have, really live up to what the literature says, and perhaps even more. Among the whole list of the health conditions that has been helped in the past, we actually have to keep adding more. For example, chronic fatigue. Right? Chronic fatigue is a mystery. And in the past, we have dealt with a few of these people. I remember a girl, an Australian girl, going to school in Hong Kong. And she had this dengue fever. And oftentimes after that, they become tired for months. And she could not go back to school anymore. 1 week on the agaricus mushroom, she said she was 70% better. 70% within 1 week. She just came back. Of course, I never see her again. And this is the situation. If they have a powerful, product like this, they just don't come back anymore because they are better. It's just like that. And I remember, usually being a classical homeopath, homeopathy is still my first love. I always want to do homeopathy first because, you know, it boosts your ego to give a remedy like that. Boom, you know, the person become better. So I always still want to do that first. So I took her case carefully and prescribed a homeopathy remedy, but that as a backup, you know, I give her the agaricus mushroom. I say, use a homeopathy medicine for at least 4 days before you start the agaricus mushroom. I still try to be academic, right, for my own you know, curiosity. But then she said the homeopathy helped her, you know, a little bit, not dramatic. But then on the fourth day, as soon as she started the agaricus mushroom, her energy just boosts up. And then by the time I saw her a week or so later, 70% better, you know, just like that. And then we have, since then, we have situations where people have chronic fibromyalgia. Again, tough, you know, incurable condition. That's why there's so many books written about this particular condition. Chronic fibromyalgia, you know, the sufferer is in pain, they're tired, and nothing really touched them. They can go to acupuncture, shiatsu, and whatever thing they have tried, it doesn't really touch them. So far, among the few cases of chronic fibromyalgia, we have no failure. We have no failure. Okay. Now, give you a feeling of what it is. This is a freeze-dry process. All right. The temperature is very, very low. It's kept in this particular container under partial vacuum. All right. It's an under partial vacuum, 70 degrees below zero, minus 70 degrees, and has to be kept there for about 72 hours for the whole process to complete. This is the module they use for the enzyme preparation. So it's very tricky. If you use if the timing is not right, if the temperature is not right, it will destroy the whole batch. And this is the one of the reason why this particular product of agaricus mushroom is considered as more expensive. All right, but I always look at the price compared to what it can do. You know, for its performance, I feel this is still the most cost effective food supplement that we know. They have done some comparative studies with the contents of the beta-glycan. You know, we consider this beta-glycan as the marker of the quality of this agaricus mushroom. And then number one is one product from Japan, and number two is a product that uses water extraction. A common way of extracting this mushroom is to use hot water extraction. And then the number three is using the enzyme. This enzyme process is specially developed in Japan and patented process. And then number four is another company, Japanese company, with the agaricus mushroom. So this is just based on the effect of this of the beta-glycan content. Right. Agaricus mushroom is a food. I always realize that if you develop something that's effective and powerful, and when it becomes well known, there will be opposition. You will be threatened. The established medical industrial complex. I read a news letter recently. I believe Dr. Rowland took over the second opinion newsletter. And then in his first issue, he mentioned that every time he go to a talk, and he always put a cash bonus, a prize for people, anybody in the audience, you know, who can prove, who can tell him. Who can kind of contradict what he just said. He said, besides antibiotic, that will be effective for people with a relatively or a good immune system, the antibiotic will help, you know, to overcome any kind of health condition, a bacterial-based health problem. There's not a single medicine on earth that can cure a single disease. And he tell the audience, if anybody can prove him otherwise, then he will win the cash prize. And he said, so far, nobody won that money. All right. I mean, I was quite surprised. I know medicine has a lot of problems. I didn't know it's that bad. But the health is on the way. I'm going to talk about another health product.